The country is heading into the July 4th weekend as most states in the U.S. are seeing a surge in coronavirus cases. California closed down early in the pandemic, and it now has a record number of caseloads, as does Florida, which reopened early. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott reversed course yesterday and ordered people in counties with more than 20 cases to wear a mask in public. University of Texas epidemiologist Dr. Jewel Mullen is a former assistant secretary for health in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and former Connecticut health commissioner. Dr. Mullen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So the governor of Texas is mandating mask use now. I wonder, from a medical perspective, to what extent, given the vast rise and really alarming rise in COVID-19 cases in Texas, to what extent can this order turn things around in a critical period of time?
Anything that we can do as physicians and as public leaders to keep trying to convince the public that they have a role in containing coronavirus, we ought to do, no matter how late or how little it might seem.
How late is this?
Ideally, Texas and a number of other states would have delayed opening until we were better prepared to contain and continue to mitigate coronavirus. Loosening restrictions in the context of ongoing new cases is going in the wrong direction. What I said to people for a long time when they talked about flattening a curve or a second wave, instead, I was telling people that we had a grace period. But if we looked at New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, we could also wisely say, with a highly infectious disease, our time was coming.
So that's an interesting way of looking at it, that it's a grace period. So you're basically put on alert that this thing is coming and you can either stave it off or not. So let's look at California, for instance. It was quick to shut down in the beginning during this grace period, lower its caseload. Did it make a mistake by reopening without a mandatory statewide mask order that only came in the middle of June?
I've been trying to avoid the notion of mistake or not. I think part of the calculus for everyone, including us in Austin, has been, if we do these things, can we also rely on the public to do their part? And I keep asking myself, how do we still get the message across that what government and what public health can do is only one part of the equation, when human behavior also plays a large part? And that's what I think we're struggling with right now as we see these resurgences.
Give us an example in particular, because people are relying on leadership, either state or national leadership, to tell them how to stay safe. So would it be advisable to have a nationwide mask order so people will know what direction to follow, not just a CDC recommendation? Or should it really be up to local governments?
I have spent months saying I long for the public to be able to benefit from the expert advice of my former colleagues who work at CDC. Those voices have not been allowed to emerge in the way that we need them to. At the state level, governors issue their own recommendations, but local leaders, mayors, also are creating their guidelines. We see that playing out in Austin, where I work, where we want to take extra precautions in the event that we can still get the public to say, even though we're not mandating you, not fining you, these are our strong recommendations.
Well, so it leaves the average person in a very difficult position, as you're suggesting. So let's look at the action points on this. In Massachusetts, fitness clubs, gyms will be allowed to open Monday. They're being shut down in Arizona, where there's been a spike in cases. What kind of guidelines should people be following if they're trying to keep themselves as safe as possible? And as you say, they're not getting enough direction from state or federal governments.
Those of us who spread public health messages have to get better and better at helping the public understand that what we say today is based on our best nonpartisan, nonpolitical, nonpersonal interest. And part of getting the public to trust us is also saying, we might be right today, but the decision we make might seem very wrong tomorrow, and we will come back to you and communicate those changes. I would just use as an example what some people probably thought they would never see happen. The governor of Texas mandating masks.
Right. The governor who said that they wouldn't be mandated before and nobody could be punished for not wearing a mask. And now he is authorizing punishment of $250 fine, potentially.
The willingness to readjust is a message that I wish people would hear so that they could think about how the recommendations are actually being promoted to support everyone's getting back to normal.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Dr. Jule Mullen is an epidemiologist at the University of Texas. Nice to talk to you.
You're welcome.